All right, wrestling fans, it is time for Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from the Wintrust Arena in Chicago, Illinois. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here as we go about this week's programming for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. The episode starts out with video from last week. Finally catching up with myself and David Von Erich and Terry Gordy as we are in a vacant parking lot, or it's just the van that kidnapped me and the two of them just brutalizing me, driving off, leaving me bleeding in the parking lot. Time lapse a little bit, and then Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden find me, which is why they also were not on the card last week, because they were taking me to get the medical care that I needed. Now we get to this week. What's going to happen from my abduction and my beatdown? Let's find out. We have some great matches for you today, beginning off with the Italian Stallion, Sunshine's newest wrestler, facing off against TD Steele. And Stallion and Steele have a great match. Steele misses a diving headbutt off the top turnbuckle, and Stallion gets the pin after bouncing off the top rope with a tornado bulldog in a time of 9 minutes, 2 seconds. Next, we have Leaping Lanny Poffo with Nathaniel Whitlock facing off against Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer with J.J. Dillon. Sawyer goes berserk over Poffo's athleticism. He misses a charge into the corner. Poffo runs into the opposite ropes and takes Sawyer down over the top rope with a cartwheel lariat. Poffo rolls Sawyer back into the ring and climbs a turnbuckle. As Sawyer gets back to his feet, Poffo hits a missile drop kick for the pin in a time of 3 minutes, 58 seconds. Your winner is Leaping Lanny Poffo. Next match is the television title match. Steve Armstrong defending the title once again against Nightmare Ken Wayne. And Ken and Steve have a decent match. It was not the greatest match on the card, but it was a good match. Steve goes for a crucifix, but Ken backs him into the corner. Ken snapmares Steve over and then applies a sleeper. Steve tries to get to the ropes, but he ends up a few inches short before Nick Patrick calls for the bell. Your winner by submission and new television champion, Nightmare Ken Wayne, in a time of 6 minutes, 12 seconds. The next match continues the feud between Sunshine's Men and Bobby Heenan's Guns for Hire, as Gentleman Chris Adams faces off against Bart Gunn. Bart takes advantage of his size and weight to keep Adams on the defensive. Bart finally gets the pin in a time of 9 minutes 51 seconds after a powerbomb. So we go to the interview desk where Lance and I are sitting and talking, and he's asking me what is going to be happening for Terry Gordy and David Von Erich in retribution for what they did to me last week. And I tell him I'm not one to go out seeking retribution, but I know people who are. So we will have Terry Gordy facing off against Jimmy Golden, and then later on, David Von Erich will have to face off against Bubba Ray Dudley. Those both should be good matches. And definitely looking forward to seeing Gordy and David get a beat down themselves. So that brings in the next match, Jimmy Golden facing off against Terry Gordy. And Gordy and Golden tear into each other from the very beginning. Gordy gets a quick win when he counters a scoop slam with the Oriental Spike, forcing Golden to submit in a time of 5 minutes, 34 seconds. Next match continues the Sunshine's crew against the Guns for Hire as Honky Tonk Man defends his Illinois heavyweight title against Billy Gunn. And Honky Tonk Man and Billy have a great match. Billy gets the advantage and goes for his own version of the shake, rattle, and roll. Sunshine climbs on the ring apron and distracts him. Bobby Heenan comes over as Billy and David Manning tell her to get down. Honky Tonk Man grabs Billy from behind and shows him how he's really done to retain the title. Heenan grabs Sunshine by the hair, but Italian Stallion rushes down the aisle to make the save. Honky Tonk Man signals Stallion to throw Heenan into the ring. Honky Tonk Man ties Billy up in the ropes. Stallion and Heenan rolls Heenan into the ring. The Jumbotron shows Chris Adams and Ken Wayne blocking the door to the Guns for Hire dressing room with Adams' car. Heenan gets to his feet, yelling at Stallion. He backs into Honky Tonk Man. Terrified, Heenan turns around. Honky Tonk Man picks Heenan up in a spinebuster slam. Stallion rolls into the ring while Sunshine climbs the ring steps. Stallion and Honky Tonk Man make a wish between Heenan's legs before Stallion drags him over to the ropes. Stallion catapults Heenan throat first into the bottom rope. Sunshine climbs the turnbuckle. Stallion lays Heenan out as Sunshine dives off the turnbuckle with a falling splash. Billy fights against the ropes, but Honky Tonk Man levels him with a lariat that takes him out over the top rope. Sunshine, Honky Tonk Man, and Stallion celebrate in the ring as the crowd pops. Your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion, Honky Tonk Man, in a time of 17 minutes, 13 seconds. The next match has Flyin' Brian Pillman facing off against Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. And I think if these two guys would have actually had a shot at facing each other, whether it would be in the old NWA, Wildside, or Anarchy, or even Ring of Honor, if Brian Pillman would have been alive at the time, that would have been a great match. And in this match, it does not disappoint. They have a good match until Pillman goes for the air Pillman. Daniels catches his arm and drops him to the mat, then nails him with the Angel's wings for the pin in a time of 6 minutes, 44 seconds. The next match has Eric Embry facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Eric and Eddie have a good match. Eric goes for a pile driver, but Eddie counters it with a backdrop. Eddie stalks over to the corner. As Eric comes into the corner after him, Eddie nails him with a pair of brass knuckles and covers him for the pin in a time of 6 minutes, 24 seconds. Gilbert leaves the ring as Embry is still laid out, and David Manning is having to help wake him up and roll him out of the ring. We get to our next match, which would quickly become the idea for a great main event in the PWA. Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against the monster heel David Von Erich. And Bubba and David brawl for a while in the ring until Bubba gets the upper hand. David escapes and rushes back to the dressing room to take a count-out loss. Bubba is fuming in the ring as the Jumbotron shows David running toward the parking lot, climbing into the van from last week and speeding away. Your winner by count-out in a time of 3 minutes 51 seconds is Bubba Ray Dudley. Kind of a lackluster match there, and especially a very lackluster ending. All right, final match. Main event of the night, Shane Douglas facing off against Ravishing Rick Rude. And Rick and Shane have a wonderful scientific match. Both wrestlers look great throughout the match. Shane drills Rick into the middle of the ring with a power slam. He goes for the Pittsburgh plunge, but Rick rolls out of the way. Rick waits for Shane to get back to his feet, kicks him in the stomach, and tosses him across the ring with a double underhook suplex. He then nails the Rude Awakening for the pin. Your winner, Ravishing Rick Rude, in a time of 29 minutes, 33 seconds. So what do we got here? We've got my boys, I guess you could say. You know, those who have been there to protect me or try to protect me from David Von Erich, not exactly having a great night. Golden has to submit to the Oriental Spike from Gordy. Bubba Ray gets a count-out win over David Von Erich. So this is definitely not over between these guys yet. But for what comes next, you will have to see next week as you come back for Pro Wrestling America from BMO Harris Bank Arena in Rockford.